If you keep ending up in the same relationship patterns, you are not cursed or doomed, but this is shining a light on things you need to work on within yourself. So let's look at the types of people you end up in relationships with and what that says about you. If you keep attracting narcissists, you probably were taught to take all the blame. So when someone lashes out at you, your immediate response is, well, what did I do wrong? You don't see the narcissist behavior as the problem because you were raised to think that everything is your fault. If you are always drawn to emotionally unavailable people, then that means deep down, you don't believe that you are worthy of real love. So you chase people who won't give it to you because the subconscious mind is always looking to prove itself right. If you keep falling for people who are taken or unavailable, it's because this feels safer to you. Real intimacy feels risky. You can't ever be fully rejected by this person because they were never fully available in the first place. If you find you're always chasing people who don't like you back, you're not looking for love. You're looking to feel enough. You need them to want you so you can finally feel worthy, so you can finally feel okay. If you're addicted to chaos and calm feels boring, that's because you associate inconsistency with love. And that's probably because you grew up in a chaotic household, so you mistake anxiety for chemistry. If you only want them when they pull away, you're not actually falling for them, you're triggered. This withdrawal activates your abandonment wound, and now you need them to choose you so that you can feel okay again. If you always end up in the fixer role, if you are picking projects and not partners, maybe you think that if you can fix them, you'll finally be good enough. Maybe you think fixing them will owe you love or loyalty. Maybe you think if you heal them, it will heal the parts of you that needed love and compassion and healing. But healthy love does not require you to sacrifice yourself for the sake of somebody else. If healthy, emotionally available people give you the ick, then your body isn't used to safety. When someone is kind and consistent and available, it feels off. You might say he's too nice, but really he just doesn't trigger your wounds. It feels unfamiliar. And that's why you're like, there's something off here. I need to get away. The point here isn't to blame, and it is not for you to feel broken. It is for you to understand yourself in a deeper way. These patterns are showing you areas where you were hurt. And the good news is when you're aware of them, then you can start to heal them. This is the work that I do with my clients. And this is also what I talk about in my new book, Detached. It comes out September 9th. And we address all of this so that you can finally have a healthy, happy, amazing relationship, both romantic relationship and relationship with yourself.